Don't forget about Japan.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. We don't hear as much about Japan's economy these days. Everybody's talking about China and India. Don't look now, but Japan is on the rise once again. By next month, its recent economic boom will have outlasted the famed recovery of the late 80s and early 90s. 51 months of growth in a row. If this lasts until November, the boom will surpass Japan's long post-war expansion of the 1960s. Okay, enough about Japan. Chinese President Hu Jintao arrives in the U.S. this week for a much-anticipated visit with President Bush. But his first stop isn't the White House. It's Seattle, where he'll meet with, well, perhaps the other leader of the free world, Mr. Bill Gates. Lisa Roth has more.
The Chinese leader will tour Microsoft's headquarters and have dinner with Bill Gates at his sprawling private home. China's an enormous potential market for U.S. software companies, but Microsoft and other tech firms have long been at odds with China. Some say as much as 90% of all software being used there is pirated. Paul DeGroote is an analyst at Directions on Microsoft. He says Hu's visit to Seattle suggests the Chinese understand that keeping companies like Microsoft happy can impact U.S. policy toward China.
And it's important then for the Chinese government to speak not only with government officials, but also with corporate officials who are influencing those government officials.
There are other signs that China's starting to catch on. A new Chinese government policy now makes it illegal to ship computers without legitimate operating software. In New York, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
In Eastern Europe, thousands of people are being evacuated from rising waters. Governments are dispatching troops and making other plans for some of the worst flooding in more than a century. Tens of thousands of acres of farmland are underwater. Stefan Bosch reports.
As alarms wailed across Romania, terrified villagers were forced from their homes. The Danube River, the region's largest, reached its highest level in more than a century, and emergency crews around the Balkans struggled to keep embankments and sand barriers from giving way amid record flooding. In Hungary, Prime Minister Ferenc Gyurcsány has overseen rescue efforts near the country's second largest river, the Tisza. Gyurcsány urged people to remain calm, adding that he is confident that the floods will be contained. But hundreds of people have already been forced from their homes, and as many as 17,000 Hungarians may eventually be evacuated. In Budapest, I am Stefan Bos for Marketplace.
Not only can you play video games on your TV, soon you'll be able to watch other people playing video games on your TV. How exciting. Today, Major League Gaming, yes, there is a professional league, announces a deal with the USA Network. USA will televise 7 rounds of tournament play as players compete for tens of thousands of dollars. One of the league's most marketable stars is its only female competitor, a 15-year-old girl from Pennsylvania. Wall Street gets back to work today after taking Friday off. All the major stock indexes are close to 5-year highs. But investors will be closely watching oil prices. They hit $70 a barrel today for the first time since right after Hurricane Katrina. The dollar lost value against the yen. This is Marketplace. On this tax day, a special edition of the Job Files. You guessed it, the tax preparer.
My name is Jerry Leboff. I live in Dillingham, Alaska, which is a remote town in southwest Alaska. The only way in and out of here is by either airplane or by boat. I'm a tax preparer during the tax season, and during the summer season, I'm a commercial salmon fisherman. But I've been doing it for 30 years. Anybody who does their own taxes dreads it. So you can imagine what it's like to do 300 other people's taxes. You can multiply the dread by a huge factor. It really is a service that you're providing for people. People become very attached to their tax preparer, maybe like they become attached to their cats, their dogs, and their parakeets, I don't know. When you can find something in the tax law that saves them some money, it makes you feel like you've accomplished something.
Today's Job Files was produced by Amy Scott. The Marketplace Morning Report is produced by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Reuters, the facts without spin as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a financial services organization providing nearly 3 million members with financial products and services. Thrivent.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
If you just got hosed on your taxes and want to blow off a little steam, well, that's what we're here for. Newsweek's Alan Sloan joins us now. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, Scott. How's it going? You're getting cramps writing that big check to the IRS?
Mine's not too bad this year, but it sounds like you've got something that will make people even madder. So serve it up.
Right. Just in time for tax day, there was a transaction in early April involving a company called International Paper, of which you may have heard. What it is doing is selling millions of acres of land, making a $4.5 billion profit, and paying very little in the way of income tax on it, even though the kind of transaction it's doing was the subject of special legislation in 1988 to close loopholes. They managed to get through a loophole in the loophole closer. So whatever taxes it owes on the major part of the transaction aren't due for 10 years.
So how are they able to do this?
It's a combination of foolishness on the part of the tax code and just examples of what happens when you have a lobbyist that look after your interests when the tax laws are being drawn, because there's a special provision in this loophole closing legislation that exempts, you'll be glad to know, agricultural properties. And I'm sure this may come as a shock to you, but apparently timber is an agricultural product. That they're just sort of pulping the tax code perfectly legitimately because, believe me, I'd love to be able to wait 10 years to send the IRS what I owe it. The real cost to me is roughly 50 cents on the dollar.
And so the taxpayers are just basically eating this?
They're being torn limb from limb. I'm sorry, another bad forest pun. You know, somewhere down the road, if you and I are still around in 10 years and nothing changes, International Paper will be sending a check. Now, to be fair, the three most dangerous words in journalism, to be fair, they are paying $400 billion of alternative minimum tax on this transaction. So it's not as if they're doing it totally for nothing, but they're paying $400 billion of alternative minimum tax and maybe $1 billion 10 years down the road, which is like paying $500 million today. So at the very least, this loophole has saved them $900 million. And if you ever want to know why, I'll send you an email.
Okay. I think we got some basic understanding here. That's the best we can do. Alan, thanks a lot.
My pleasure and happy check writing.
Alan Sloan, Wall Street editor for Newsweek magazine. He'll be back next week with another edition of the Sloan Sessions. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
Knockoff car parts are everywhere.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.